Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to the Ennis Reserve. It's a very cool springtime morning here on the east coast of Australia. You may hear that the wind's blowing quite a bit, but the Lord allowed me to find a place back in the heart of the woods with enough sunlight to continue this morning, so praise the Lord for that. Today, I want to take you into the world of the invisible. I want to show you something that it's impossible to see. I guess that's an oxymoron. I want you to experience something that you cannot touch or smell or even hear. But this thing is so powerful that it can change a person's future. It can encourage anyone who is discouraged. And it's free. You don't have to buy it. Anyone who chooses to can engage with this that I'm talking about this morning. Well, what is that? You may think I've lost touch with reality. But the truth is, I speak of that thing which is reality. What I'm talking about today is the reality of faith. That's what we're going to discuss this morning. But first, let's pray. Father, this is your day. Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the cool breeze that's blowing. Thank you for the beautiful woods again. Thank you for an opportunity to talk about this powerful force that we can't see, touch, or hear, but it is still powerful enough to change people and change events in world history. Help us to better understand that today, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's go to the scriptures and find out about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Faith is the substance or the reality of things that we hope for. And it is also the evidence or the undeniable proof of those things that we cannot see. Unseen, yes, but very much real. Listen, faith is essential for the Christian life. Anyone who has a desire for God to use them must live, now get this, if we want God to use us, we must live in the invisible world of faith. Let me prove that. Speaking of God, the writer of Hebrews said in verse number 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." So we must have faith to please or be used of God. You and I cannot, under any circumstances, please God if we don't have faith. A.W. Tozer said, "At the root of the Christian life lies a belief in the invisible. The object of the Christian's life is unseen reality." You and I must learn to be people who live in this invisible world of faith. Why do I say that? Well, Tozer continues, "We must shift our interest from the seen to the unseen, for the great unseen reality is God. To see and experience God, we must do that through faith." But here's our problem. Or at least today. In our present life, we have five senses: vision, hearing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. And that's all we depend on, is the things that we can see, hear, touch, taste. But if the Bible is true and we want to experience or please God, then we must move away from our senses that we depend on so much here and move into that invisible world of faith, and that can only be done through our minds and our hearts. But I guess somebody could say, does faith really work? Well, let's just see if it does. The Bible tells us of a man by the name of Enoch who pleased God with his life. His life was so good and a man so much of faith that God decided to take him out of this world. He didn't even have to go through the door of death. And may I add, that's something that a lot of us are hoping for and looking forward to now. Invisible, but no less real. We also learn of a man who was able to go through a global catastrophe, something we hear a lot of today. Anyway, this man chose to have faith in what God told him to do, and because he had faith in the unseen voice of God, he and his family and two of every animal were saved. Listen, all because Noah had faith. So, does faith work? Let's continue. Abraham was told to pack up his family and move into the unknown wilderness. That's not an easy thing to do under any circumstances. But because he had faith in what God had led him to do, he did it anyway. And then Abraham and Sarah were told that their family would be as numerous as the sand on the seashore. The only trouble was, is Abraham and Sarah eventually reached the point where they were old and gray, and they were still without a child. So surely God must have been mistaken. After all, it was just a word from God. You can't touch it, taste it, feel it. There was no written contract to read. But Abraham had faith. Then, when it was humanly impossible to have children, when Abraham was 99 and Sarah was 90, Isaac was born. Impossible, humanly speaking, yes, but with faith, not impossible. So does faith work? Well, let's look at a couple more people who had faith. Moses had the chance to be raised in the richest, most advanced, and powerful culture of the world, in the world, but he chose to walk through the struggles with his people all because he had faith in God. Quite a sacrifice from what he could have had to what he had. Another one, Joseph and his people marched around the most highly fortified city of their day. And they were blowing their trumpets and shouting. What good would that do? Can you imagine the laughs from the people on the inside? But they trusted God and they did what God wanted them to do. And the walls crumbled flat, leaving them totally exposed. All because, why? Of faith. So does faith work? Faith does work. It can change a life. It can change a world situation. It can change a nation. So faith really does work. And finally, having faith doesn't always create a comfortable or easy experience. Many down through the centuries that held on to their faith in God have been made fun of, they've been mocked at, some have been killed, some even have been burned at the stake. One man like that was a man by the name of William Tyndale. He was a Bible translator, and he worked hard at translating the Bible. And because he held on to his calling, his faith in God, he was strangled and he was burned at the stake. All because of his faith. Did God use his faith? Well, today, we use some of Tyndale's translation in every version of the Bible that's published today. All throughout the world, all the Bibles that you can see or use will have part of Tyndale's translation there. So did God honor his faith? Oh, yeah, he did. So let me ask you, does faith work? You bet it does. But keep in mind, faith engages the invisible world of an invisible God. You can't touch it, see it, taste it, smell it, or even hear faith. But now on a much more personal note. This kind of faith, this invisible faith, is an essential element in going to heaven. Now, I know down through the centuries, the church has chased after things that they could do to earn their salvation. But I honestly believe that doing something that requires our five senses has nothing to do with our salvation. Let me tell you why I think so. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." It's His grace and our faith in Him. He goes on, "And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works." It's not something you can do or say or touch or smell or taste. It's not of works. Why? So nobody can boast. Listen, works does not get you into the gates of heaven, but it is the grace of Jesus through our faith in Him that makes the invisible nature of eternity our present reality. Faith, invisible faith, engages our eternity. So let me ask you, are you a person of faith? Are you trusting God? First of all, do you trust Him for your salvation? Is your faith in the grace of Jesus? Secondly, is there something that you're holding on to that you're believing God for? Maybe it seems impossible. Maybe there's no evidence that it could ever happen. But you're trusting God that He will change something, He'll do something, He'll use something. Let me encourage you, keep holding on to that faith. Keep holding on to that faith. Keep holding on to that invisible God who can change world situations. He can change nations. He can change people. And He can change things for you and me. Keep holding on to your faith. So let me ask you, are you a person of faith? Well, I guess that'll be up to you to decide. Let's pray. Father, I thank You, Lord, for an opportunity to talk about faith. Yes, it's invisible, but it is oh so powerful. This is not a faith in many things, but this is a faith in You, our eternal, holy, almighty, yet invisible God. Father, help us to first trust Jesus for our salvation. And then help us to hold on to our faith in You. Help us to not give up in what You have laid on our hearts. Father, may You be glorified in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.